The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M around the country on 133.53. It's time for another instalment of
Massage Parlour Diaries.
I live next door to a Thai massage parlour. I live a mere centimetre away from the Thai massage parlour. There is only millimetres of plasterboard separating my bedroom and the dirty deeds that are going on next door at the Thai massage parlour. For a long time, I've been laughing about this. I don't mind being woken up by male groans at 10 a.m, usually about 10:25 by the time she gets going. And
you don't even need an alarm anymore. No. It is your alarm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's as the man moans, it's as the crow flies, it's as the sun rises. No matter what, I'll get woken up before my natural REM break cycle. I had a knock at the door yesterday morning waking me up with an angry councilman with a notepad asking if I knew any details of what was going on next door and if I heard anything suspicious of the sexual variety. Turns out the person who lived in my bedroom before I moved in about a month ago got very upset about all the noises coming from next door, rang up or wrote a letter to council. They're now finally chasing it up, leaving me in the crossfires.
Hence why he moved out as well. He was over that wake-up call.
And hence why I'll never move out, because I quite enjoy it.
You're a sick dog.
I've been sharing the stories on the radio. I've been sharing it on Instagram. But unfortunately now I feel like the massage parlour's business is in danger. The councillor probably just moments away from notifying the cops and a full-on SWAT raid. So we got some calls yesterday on 133.53, and the consensus was, and to be honest, I knew all along, that I should go next door and give the lady a tip off and just say, look, I don't care, but just FYI, this is what happened yesterday with the councilman and you might want to lay low for a bit and just stop offering the extras. Just do a legitimate massage for a few weeks even. The good news about this is it also gave me a great excuse to also tell them to stop playing the Oriental chimes after business hours. So they play like music in the background to get the customers all relaxed, but sometimes they'll forget to press stop on the iPod. And then
it
plays all night. So when I get home by 12:30, I can just hear it, but no one's there getting a massage anymore. It's just the music going. And that's, to be honest, that's more annoying for me than the men's moaning loads. So I also was going to tell her, can you stop playing the Oriental chimes once close of business is there? Legally, and I've triple checked with legal now, and unfortunately we can't play the recorded conversation I had this morning with the Thai massage lady.
I told you this from the beginning.
Well, you know, permission, besmission, whatever. We don't have her permission, but we do have permission to play my end of the conversation. And then what Shui Louie has done, she has recorded, and this isn't a joke, you've recorded the exact words that the Thai massage lady said. So we
correct.
Don't hear her voice, but we do legitimately just have a verbatim conversation.
Not happy
happened.
About being involved, well, but I've done it for you.
You play a great massage lady of the Thai
thank
variety.
You.
So congratulations on that. Here is the conversation that happened earlier on this morning.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
I live next door.
Yeah.
I live next door. I just wanted to let you know something. I moved in about 1 month ago.
Yeah.
Next door. But the person before me, he lived there, and he must have maybe made a complaint about what's going on here.
Here?
It doesn't bother me, but yesterday...
Yesterday, yeah.
...man from the council knock on my door...
Yeah.
...and ask me about what is happening here. You understand?
I understand a little bit.
Yesterday, a man from the council asked me if I can hear anything... For me, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let you know, because I don't want to see a good massage parlor get in trouble by the council. The council asked me if there's sex happening here, if I can hear the sex. For me, I say nothing. They come and knock on my door and ask.
Yeah.
So it's good for you to know.
Oh.
Hmm. Know that the fuzz might be listening.
Hmm.
They might be suspecting something naughty. And one more thing, because very thin walls here and here, my bedroom right here, very thin wall, very noisy. At night time, sometimes even at midnight, 1 a.m, the music still playing here.
Oh.
And in my room, hear the music.
but sometimes in the shop finish like 8:30.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., still music sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe someone just forget to turn off.
Oh.
Too noisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Customer, it's okay, of course, but I don't think there'll be customer at 1 a.m.
No.
So, no music.
No music.
No music when no customer.
Yeah, no customer. I know.
Okay.
Kapunka, and thank you very much. Sorry, too.
Kapunka. See ya.
Well, what a good deed that was by me in the end. She took it very nicely. I mean, I'm not sure how much she took on board in the end.
Well,
I'm hoping we see an end at least to the Oriental chimes at midnight.
I'm more concerned that you've broadcast this all on the radio and now it's on record. And now I'm involved by
sidekick. By association, you may have to sign a few affidavits and maybe be summoned to court as well when this all bubbles over. Keep you posted with that. Talk about the man who wants a juicy fruit chewing gum themed casket next.
What's happening?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Pearl Jam on the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. I like this headline. Veteran will have juicy fruit chewing gum themed casket. Yeah, good. Good. So he should. With more from the story, here are our US correspondents in Virginia.
World War II veteran will get the unique casket he's always dreamed of. Sunny Economy requested that his casket look like a giant pack of Juicy Fruit gum. He's known for handing out sticks of gum everywhere he goes. Well, at first, Mars Wrigley, the company that owns the Juicy Fruit trademark, said the funeral home couldn't use the logo. But Oki says the company changed their mind thanks to an email he sent Wrigley's president.
So I emailed him and got a reply back within a couple of days saying that they would change their policy and allow this to be done and actually even give some Juicy Fruit product for the visitation.
Oki told us he hopes Mr. Economy gets better, but he's happy that things worked out in the planning stage here. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Well done, Mars Wrigley. Well done, Mars Wrigley. What up, Mars Wrigley? It could have got sticky there for a while. And obviously, you know, the big wigs, they did what they had to do on the copyright end. And then a human element came into it. This man who's dedicated his life to handing out Juicy Fruit chewing gum packs to passers-by.
Was that like a passing hobby or was that his job?
No, I don't think it was his job, but I think it was his thing. You know, people have a thing.
Yeah.
He's that guy. What's he all about? Oh, he's the guy who will just randomly offer you Juicy Fruit chewing gum whether you want it or not, or whether you need it or not. That was his thing. So he deserves to go out the way he wants, and I'm glad that the Juicy Fruit chewing gum themed casket will get over the line. Now, no word yet on who the carpenter's going to be and how replicaic it will be of a pack of Juicy Fruit gum, but I'll keep my eyes peeled for everyone out there on the funeral if and when it happens. I like it when people get to an age where they're at a stage where they're comfortable with their morbidity. They know that there will be a time when they cross over to the next realm and they say, you know what, let me just throw in a couple of rules here. All you squares getting your nice wooden caskets and whatnot, that's cool. Oh, you got a nice black coffin you're on off, are you? All right, cool. I'm going down the Wrigley's route. Thank you. Sign on the dotted line, it's in the will.
Although they're at the end, you know, they don't really care what people think. They're doing exactly what's going to please them. It's their last wish.
They're doing them. And I remember my nan, God bless her, she passed away about 7 or 8 years ago now, but she was hell-bent on not letting anyone collect anything from the house that didn't belong to whoever she wanted it to go to. So she had a variety of children and grandchildren, and she would write in permanent texter on pretty much every single object in the house on who would get it after the passing. It started a good 10 years before she passed away.
10 like, years before?
Yeah, there'd be like an antique plate and she'd just like write small on the back, like Michael. And then like there'd be like chocolate digestives or something that she wasn't going to get around to eating. She'd write Michelle on them and just like
well,
make sure.
There'd be fights over those digestives.
Well, that's it. She saw that. She knew that it would get sticky between family members who wanted Nan's digestives after she passed. So she did this little favour and was writing names on who got what and divvy all that up. And then obviously the big ticket items that went into the will. But nevertheless, good on Nan. I've got a slightly quirky angle to when I pass. And when I do, I like to be cremated. And I just like a few little bits of my ashes just speckled through it and pressed into ecstasy tablets. Just enough. Just a couple of flecks. And
one's going to swallow.
Well, I'm not saying that they need to. I'm not forcing anyone to take any drugs if they don't want them at all. What I'm saying is I'd like to be pressed into ecstasy pills, just small little bits of ash in each one. It wouldn't over-dominate. I mean, you put it through a pill test in Canberra, it's still going to come up high versions of MDMA and very low traces of myself. But I just think it'd be a nice touch.
Well, and just have them sitting up as an ornament. Sitting away, don't have to be used, just for your memory.
Probably in a Bogan's bum bag at a music festival would probably be more ideal. Call them little black Dannies or something. Just speckled in there. Just for a bit of fun. And I just wonder on 133353.
Interesting request. Interesting death requests. Do you or anyone you know, past or present, have an interesting death request.
Interesting death requests on 133353. I'm not sure if people are thinking about this. I'm not sure if this is a common thing or if it's just me, my nan, and the bloke who wants to get buried in a Wrigley's Juicy Fruit chewing gum themed casket. I'm not sure if we're the only three or this is quite a common thing, whether you're planning on something or whether a family member who's passed threw a little spanner in the works, a cat amongst the pigeons.
I don't know how many people are going to have the same request as you. I'd probably say zero.
Well, look, if you've got any requests, 133353, and it will be interesting to see how many calls we've got. I've even got insurance here as to what I'll talk about if no one calls up. And that's I've got an interesting...
Highly likely.
Well, I've got an interesting story about February. February.
Riveting.
So, I mean, choose your own adventure next on The Danny Lakey Show.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Divinals on The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. Interesting death requests.
Interesting requests. Interesting death requests. Do you or anyone you know, past or present, have or had an interesting death request?
What a fantastic idea by this veteran who has fought tooth and nail to have a Juicy Fruit chewing gum themed casket. And when he finally does pass to the other side, he can rest easy, no doubt with a couple of bits of gum thrown in for good measure. He spent his life handing out Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum. The least he deserves on the way out is to be buried in a Juicy Fruit themed coffin.
He is the Candyman, but the gum version.
I love it. I love everything about it. I love that he's confronting this head on, and something we'll all have to confront at one time or another. I did share the story before that I would consider being cremated and having small flecks of my ash pressed into ecstasy pills, a little black Dannies. Not a lot of ash.
And don't encourage.
Oh, no. Yeah, not that as either. Joe in Narrabeen on 133353. Is this you or is this someone who has already passed to the next realm?
No. So it's my dad, Black Denny. He went to get himself mixed into a batch of cement and then made into a couple of paperweights for me and my brothers to sort of have the burden of him forever. You know?
Great. It is the outside of the box thinking, and I always thought it was a bit bizarre to just scatter someone's ashes in the ocean because then, you know, it's drifting further away for all eternity. Have it set in stone in a finite brick or a paperweight close to home, always there.
You could build it into a house as well. Well, perfect.
One day you will have to pass this paperweight on to someone else. What is the plan for this father brick, Joe?
I think like was suggested, just then put it into a wall or something like that there and yeah, give him a good view.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you put him second story. If you've got the option, you put him second story. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Thanks, Joe. Rob on 133353. A lot of calls coming through, by the way. Either people are very interested in the interesting death requests or they don't want to hear my story about February. Either way. What's your story, Rob?
Yeah, my auntie. She had a wrestler put into pyrex.
So I know I did just say on the record that I don't like the ashes spreading further away for all eternity. Forgot to say, I do love it if it's in a firework.
Yes, mate. So, yes, brilliant, mate. Yeah.
Great.
They're going over everyone as well.
Yeah. It was.
Imagine a sprinkler.
What, it's spattered everywhere.
Sorry, what are they called? Sprinkler? You know the one? Well, it goes.
Oh, Catherine wheel. Talking about a Catherine wheel.
Yeah, that's the one.
Were you? Were you really? You really talking about a Catherine wheel?
I think that's what they're called when they go around on the fence.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about a Catherine wheel. So who does this, Rob? Did you have to pack and make a firework yourself?
No,
is there a company?
No, my uncle organised it, mate. Yeah, I spoke to Pyrotechnic, I suppose, and, yeah, they just packed it in when they made their fireworks and, yeah, it set them off one night and, yeah, a couple of weeks later.
And what a beautiful scene it would have been. Always handy to know a pyro. Just on the side. You know, you don't have to be close friends with them. You don't have to invite them over to dinner. But just in case Auntie wants to be pressed into a firework, always comes in handy. Steve, 01353, hello.
Yeah, good day there.
What have you dreamed up when you pass on to the next realm?
I've been telling my missus for years, when I die, I want to be taxidermied, and whoever gets my stuff has to have me standing in the hallway.
Yeah. Okay. Full taxidermy's great. And I don't know why more humans aren't taxiderming themselves. There should be, when you fill out superannuation wills, there's only two options, buried or cremated. They need to add the taxidermy option as option C because this appeals to me, Steve. It appeals to me a lot. Are you going full body or would it just be your head like sticking out a wall like a prize bison?
No, I'm talking full body.
Great. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, kind of a little bit terrifying.
I thought Steve was going after the moose look, but he's more going after the statue. That's really cool.
You could stand me in the hallway. It'd be somewhere to hang your umbrellas and stuff.
Yes, yes. Maybe drill in a couple of wooden posts to your hips. You can hang things off it. Look, plenty of calls coming through on 133353. I'm not the kind of guy who can just move on and not pay homage to all these ideas. I'm not going to neglect the interesting death requests.
There's too many calls coming through. Well, another about 10 waiting.
Well, I'll play a song and we'll get to some more next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Around the country on the Danny Lakey Show on 133353. Danny Lakey's Medical Centre opening soon with Dr. Zach ready to diagnose, but right now.
Yea, and the Lord proclaimed, go forth and bring me more facts for Danny Lakey's Pub Fact Bible. And also three more pints of Furphy, please.
Looking for facts to go in the Danny Lakey Pub Fact Bible that will go to print before Christmas time, just before the end of the year. We're hoping to fill up 50 pages with 50 amazing facts that are pub ready, tried and tested, get the lads spinning a couple of yarns off the back of the fact down in a social pub environment. We have plenty of facts in the book already. And I'm liking the creative process as well, because for those who remember last week, Donna's tongue fact, where every human has a different print tongue, there was speak of we could actually use that page as like a cellophane perspex page for people to lick and see their own tongue print after reading the fact. Then on the other side, we'd have Bill's bird penis fact with a picture of the fairy wren bird and the penis intact. So there's creative things, and we're in a good space. There's no sign of writer's block as we fill up probably 7 of the first 50 pages of the Pub Fact Bible. Plenty of calls coming through on 133353. Jenny in Glenorchy, Tasmania. Now, you've rang up a couple of times before for the Pub Fact Bible, and nothing.
It's been unsuccessful.
Nothing as of yet in print. You have got a glossary shout out with your salted peanuts gear.
I feel you, Jenny. He's picking on us.
Can't mess with the integrity of the Bible.
He's just asserting himself.
Ooh, classic Dom move on a couple of subs. Nah, not true. Not true.
Not true.
Not much.
What's the fact?
A pig's heart is the nearest thing to a human heart, which could be very useful in medical terms down the track, perhaps.
I love it. I love it, Jenny. Just the same as mine. Your fist is the same size as your
heart. Well, yes, Shoey Louie. But will we be foiled this time again?
I think by the looks of Lakey's face.
Well, let's just imagine if that conversation just happened at a pub. Imagine if you two swanned around and that just happened.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Schnitty and I discussing pig's heart over a schnitty and a palmy.
Well, there you go, Shooey Louie. Daddles just walked across the screen again.
Yeah, well, you two can have a wine on your own time. Imagine a couple of boys sharing a few punts, having a chat, and then that pig gear just happened.
Riveting chat,
unbelievable,
you ask me.
Scenes. Look, it's a fact. There's no doubt about it. It is a fact, but it can't go on the pub fact Bible. And I hate to say, can't even go on the glossary. We move on to, Donna. Now you do have some form in the pub fact Bible. You've actually got a few that have already gone to print. With your tongue fact and the Perspex screen idea, and then your giraffe fact. That's some more giraffe tongue stuff as well. So
yeah,
I'll make this perfectly clear. We don't have room for a third tongue fact in the pub Bible.
I'm done with tongues this week.
Great.
And I just thought I'd let you know a pig's orgasm can last up to 30 minutes.
Nice. I have heard of the old swine wine lasting forever. Yeah, it's in the wheelhouse.
Like,
it's
not a piggery, like.
God, I don't mind that. And you know what? This is what I like about you, Donna. You make me want to be a more creative human, because I'm thinking we put this fact on page 16 of the Pub Bible and then inject a little bit of humour. You know, on page 16, you've got a pig's orgasm can last up to 30 minutes. They turn the page to page 17, and there's just a picture of a pig having an orgasm, and then just dot, 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 he's still enjoying himself. Great! Great!
That's awesome!
That's amazing! It's a two for the price of one. We're rapidly filling up positions
in
the Bible.
You checked in with the publishers that there'll be colour and you'll be able to get pictures?
Hey, I'm not signing any deal unless we can get a pink pig and his vinegar strokes on page 17. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
It's that simple. Donna's pig orgasm fact. It's page 16 and 17. What a winner. All right, Craig on 133353. Hello.
Hi, Vemmy.
Whoa, hello. Yeah, what's the fact for the Pub Fact Bible?
Your penis is three times the size of your thumb when fully erect.
God.
Now, is this self-proclaimed or is this science?
Well, I've tried it and it works for me, so...
I love a man who's not willing to just copy things off Google or read them and recycle facts. He's there searching for new facts, and he found inspiration with the classic schoolyard hijinks of your foot is as long as your elbow and forearm. I'm just going to get the tape measure here, actually, because let me see. Well, let me see if it checks out. I'll measure my thumb first, knuckle to the tip. All right, so that's 7 centimetres from knuckle to tip on the thumb. So 7 times 3, 21. 21 centimetres on an erect peen. I mean, it's
fully erect.
Yeah, well, we don't have enough time for that. But I vaguely remember.
No, we don't have enough time.
No,
for
I don't know exactly the size of my erection, but I do know what it is in relation to my iPhone that I've got here. Because every now and then I'll plop my iPhone up on an erect penis just to see like where it stands. And it's bigger than the iPhone. Not too much bigger, though, mind you. So let me just measure this iPhone for a second. 14 centimetres and give or take. No, I'm probably more of a 17 and a half kind of chap. So it's not where it doesn't add up on me.
No good, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, you're well hung, so that's always a positive. So congratulations. I feel that's all the rewards you need tonight. Not going to pump up your tyres anymore, Mr. Human Horse. Putting that hijinks in the Bible. Good try, though. Danny Lakey Show.